but generally you find afterwards that you ought to have mated two moves before, or at the time that an unforeseen reply takes your queen. No chess player sleeps well. After the painful strategy of the day, one fights one's battles over again. You see, with more than daylight clearness, that it was the rook you should have moved, and not the knight. No, it is impossible. No common sinner, innocent of chess, knows these lower deeps of remorse. Vast desert boards lie for the chess player beyond the gates of horn. Stalwart rooks ram headlong at one, knights hop sidelong. One's pawns are all tied, and a mate hangs threatening and never descends. And once chess has been begun in the proper way, it is flesh of your flesh, bone of your bone. You are sold, and the bargain is sealed, and the evil spirit hath entered in. The proper outlet for the craving is the playing of games, and there is a class of men, shadowy, unhappy, on